Chapter 2, Signs of Change. California wasn't easy to reach. Ships coming from the United States had to sail the Atlantic Ocean and come around the tip of South America, then sail north to California. People coming by land had to cross wide stretches of deserts and high mountains. But hunters, trappers, and traders came anyway. Sea otter hunters were among the earliest to make the journey by ship. They hunted the sea otters for their skins. In 1826, Jedediah Strong Smith led a group of beaver trappers across the desert and the mountains to California. They were the first white men from the United States to reach California by an overland route. Smith told other trappers about the good hunting. These trappers were called mountain men because they lived in the mountains, hunting beavers. They traded beaver pelts with men who took them back east and sold them. Stories of good hunting and good land in the West went east along with the pelts. Caption: Sea otters, which can grow to 5 feet long and weigh up to 100 pounds, were killed for their glossy, thick fur. In 1835, Richard Henry Dana sailed by ship from Boston. He and his shipmates came for the cattle hides and tallow from the ranchos. Dana kept a diary about his trip. The diary became a book. In it, Dana praised the beauties of California, its wildlife, its harbors, and its climate. On arrival in California, he wrote, "It was a beautiful day and so warm that we wore straw hats, duck trousers, and all the summer gear. As this was midwinter, it spoke well for the climate, and we afterwards found that the thermometer never fell to the freezing point throughout the winter, and that there was very little difference between the seasons." The readers of Dana's book wanted to know more about this new land. Other sailors and traders also raved about California's wonders. Interest rose and more people wanted to come to California. Captions: Richard Henry Dana's book, 2 Years Before the Mast, was published in 1841. Mountain men became experts at traveling through the mountains and served as guides for people who came later.